Y'all already know it's time to grab your boobs and tune into this week's episode of Boobtionary. It's all about that wop, 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 them wet ass pussies. So tune in, y'all. Let's get it. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. Introducing Al. It's the one and only Boob Blocker Bay, J. Marie here, bringing Boobtionary to podcast. Okay. With my sis on the ones and twos with me.
For sure. It's KB. I'm in the building. I'm here. I'm ready.
Hey.
Grab your boob, shake your tits, do all of that. Let's get it.
Okay. Boobtionary. All right, y'all, we're going to kick it off with vagina vents. Woo! Because this week has been a week for me. Work has been kicking my tail. I've been working like 12-hour shifts almost every day. But, you know, I mean, we did get off one day on time. So, you know, I got to put in the small wins. It's all about perspective, putting in the small wins. So that one day, I got me a good extra 4 hours of sleep in.
How you do it, man. Hey, but those small victories win, I'm telling you. Small victories, they get you to the bigger goal, I'm telling you, bro.
Okay, baby steps.
Some sleep, shoot. I know, I'm starting to sound like a broken record, because hell, I'm still going through this moving shit, but.
Right. But it's a process to it.
But now I'm at the phase where, all right, we're seconds away from the finish line. I close, not next Monday, but not this upcoming Monday, but the next. So that the end.
Congrats. Pop bottle.
Yeah, man. About time. Now I'm at the phase where, well, for me, where I'm cleaning up and I'm packing and throwing stuff away. So first of all, I didn't know I was an emotional hoarder and.
Ooh.
That is crazy. Yeah, like, okay, so the way I figured this out was I have some paperwork from when me and my cousin had an apartment together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, I had the papers from when we moved in, so when we signed everything, so
oh
when we
my God.
That we were leaving, I had all the papers, all the payments.
I need you to shred that now.
I did. I also had papers from like a high school letter I wrote to someone and they wrote back. Like, this girl, like, all kind of stuff. And I'm like, why in the fuck do
yeah.
I? Because it was, what tripped me out about it, I didn't know I had it. So that means I've just been carrying it from place to place to place. And kind of like a light bulb enlightening, kumbaya, come here, you know,
right.
moment for myself. Why the fuck am I always just picking up and carrying shit and I don't even have any purpose for it? So
emotional
as I'm
baggage.
Come on, somebody. So when I say a breakthrough this morning, oh my God, girl.
Look at
like
God.
Papers and I'm like, I don't need this anymore. Why am I holding on to this? I don't even talk to this person anymore. I don't deal with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the fuck am I dealing with shit in my real life? Like, it was such an awakening. And who would have thought? Shout out to my shredder.
Okay.
Definitely was therapy for me this morning. But it was nice. I like this energy that I have right now. I like this moment of peace that I have right now, this recognition that it's okay for me to be happy with where I'm coming from and where I'm about to go. Like, I'm in,
amen to that.
In that moment. Yes, girl. Like,
and hallelujah.
Can't wait to sage up this new house. Nothing
okay.
But
okay.
And I'm just letting it
down.
If you don't get the address, my nigga, you are one of the bad energies. Like, I just stuck
Okay,
out
let's just put it
there.
out there, set the
Like,
record straight so you know the intention.
yeah, new me for this. Like, what's up? Oh, girl.
I know that's real though, but that's major though. That's major for you because that shows growth. So shout out to you on your journey. But we're gonna jump straight into this good boob news report because I'm excited today because I want to talk about what Issa Rae is doing now. This is my girl. I've been following her since she started putting out Awkward Black Girl on YouTube. But she's producing an HBO documentary on the history of Black television. And I have been waiting for someone to do this, or if not, I was going to try to do it myself because it's so important to our culture and we don't ever see it. Like,
Will she be talking about blaxploitation? How deep is she going? Like, what is she exploring? Do we know yet?
okay, so the article I read by Variety says that it's going to be called Seen and Heard on the History of Black Television from the perspective of those who wrote, produced, created, and starred in series of the past and present. And the
Oh, so she's
show is, go ahead. It says the show is going to feature interviews with actors, showrunners, writers, and celebrities sharing their experiences of watching African Americans represented on TV and succeeding in their own creative endeavors.
I love that. I
Yes.
love that. So that's a completely different way that I was thinking, because I've seen a documentary before, where they were talking about blaxploitation and how black images were portrayed in the media, and just, basically how black people have been done is, forever.
Yeah, right.
unfortunately. But yeah, they were talking about how Sidney Poitier, how even Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, even in that one, that movie was so groundbreaking. It was so riveting. And then now we have it like they ain't even really kiss like that. If you watch that movie, he didn't kiss her. He still didn't touch her. It was just implied. And I think when they did, they had on gloves. And it was stuff like that. So I was in this class, Black Images in the Media, and they would point out certain things like that. So it was like, yeah, it was still groundbreaking. It was still things happening, and that pushed that was the catalyst for to open doors and things of that nature. But there were still so many hidden barriers and so many different things that those actors had to go through that nobody really acknowledged or even shed light on. So I like that she brought out, yeah, we had this bad history, but we took that bad history and look what the fuck we did with it. Like, I love that. I
It's
love
just acknowledging what has been looked over because they don't care about.
Right.
But it's important to us to see it. And somebody needed to put it out there. And I'm so glad it's finally coming to the light because there is so much that Black people have done for their own culture that we are not aware of.
Not at all.
There is so much.
It's sad, bro.
It is
I'm
sad.
excited. When is it coming out again?
They don't have a release date yet. However, it just says it's in the works. So
Okay.
HBO, y'all know, Insecure comes on the same channel. So we're gonna be in there. When the release does happen, best believe we're gonna know. Okay.
Yeah, and we will let y'all know. 'Cause I'm watching it. I'm reviewing it. I'm watching it. I'm
Oh,
promoting it.
yay.
What's up? 'Cause I'm excited.
Very excited for that. But speaking of Black women and powerful movements, I
Okay.
also wanted to touch on something that's going on a little local and close to home. So, if you are in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area, a very, very close friend of mine has started what's called the Phoenix Home for Women. And it's going to be a recovery residence located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The main focus is to help women who are recovering from substance use disorder and become more productive members of society. So she's directly giving back, and this is actually going to be a home. She's actually getting things in order now. I'm watching from behind the scenes, so I can attest to that. She's getting things in order now. It's going to be a physical place that you can also go to and get counseling. She's going to help literally get you back together and prepare you to be a, I guess, staple in society. She's going to provide a safe, no nonsense space for women to heal and grow as they transition into a sober lifestyle. They're going to equip residents with skills and tools needed to help them rebuild their lives, reconnect with loved ones, and maintain a sober lifestyle. So that's very, very dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so she's making powerful strides in the community on that.
I
Now,
love that.
she does have a website coming. If anybody's interested or know someone that is in need of help, you can go ahead and reach out. It's the Phoenix Home for Women.com, or you can hit up their IG at the Phoenix Home for Women. And they're also on Facebook under the same name, the Phoenix Home for Women.
Nice.
So y'all
And
check that out.
that's the Phoenix spelled out, right?
Everything's spelled
Okay.
out. Yep.
Okay.
The
Perfect.
Phoenix Home for Women.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love to
Right.
hear especially local stories, because it's like you hear about Issa Rae doing her thing and it's like, yay, a celebrity made it. You do the damn thing, use your platform. But I also love how people use their platforms locally. Like, I think sometimes people don't realize that you don't have to have 15 million followers to make a difference in your community. You don't have
Right,
to be a
exactly.
well-known household name. You just need to know your neighbor's name. You
Nope.
don't even have to know your neighbor's name to help somebody out.
Yep.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's times that I've done something for someone, a stranger, even if I just paid for their groceries in the line. I didn't know that person's name, but I'm pretty sure it made an impact on
Right.
their life. I'd love to
Yes.
hear how people just take that initiative to be that difference. So I love that. Shout out to her.
Yes,
Shout out
exactly. She's
to
building her
women.
legacy.
I love it. Just you gotta acknowledge that. That's beautiful. And I love that you
It's
tell
always about the bigger
yeah,
picture.
legacy. What's your footprint gonna be? What are you gonna leave behind?
Exactly.
People need to start thinking about that.
It'll change a lot of things you
It'll
do.
change your mindset, because if you start thinking,
Yes,
okay,
it
what am
will.
I doing to help my next person, or to help leave my carbon, like not my carbon, does that, but to leave my footprint, to leave my legacy. What
Right.
am I doing to accomplish that? What is my bigger goal here? Once you realize that, or once you think about that, I promise you won't do half of the crazy stuff that you're doing. I promise you that
Nope.
most of those crazy thoughts in your head, like, what am I doing? What am I here for? Those will start to disappear on you. It's okay. I like that. That was a
Facts
story.
indeed. It's crazy though. I was just sitting here thinking like about this feminine favor topic that we jumping into with COVID. I know you were reading something about moms who breastfeed with COVID or whatever, and it was just crazy to me that
Yes.
I'm all for the boob movement. Like y'all know, I'm queen of boobs.
Yes.
However, it never crossed my mind about a breastfeeding mom.
Yeah. So it's still a developing research. They're still working the kinks out there. But what happens, or what they've found out so far, so the severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, or CLV2 for short, that has not been found to be active in breastfeeding mothers in the breast milk. And this was a concern for me. Because I know a lot of women who are actively trying to get pregnant, who are pregnant, and who were pregnant before the pandemic started, and were supposed to have well, actually did have their child this summer. So I was kind of concerned about that, because COVID is still developing within the cell. So you're still trying to figure out what's going to happen. What affects what? How does it travel? How do we transfer things? And of course, the most delicate transfer of anything in anybody's life, no matter who you are, how you started off, is between the mother and the child. So I was really concerned, like, so if someone caught COVID, how does that, what would happen to the baby? Especially when it comes to breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is a big thing.
First, that's the record on that.
Come on now. But they were
Mm-hmm.
saying that women who have either had cases of COVID or who caught coronavirus, or who've come in contact with someone who've had coronavirus, so far that transfer of breast milk to the child does not, it has no active infection in there at all. So the babies are safe. They're definitely safe. So, and again, it's still some research,
Okay.
but that was good news for me. And I was just like, yay! Like, we can breastfeed women.
Facts.
We're good. Our milk is good. I know that they said a lot of the cases that they tested out were women who identify themselves as Caucasian. There were a couple of other samples, of course. But they were saying overall, there were no act like in all of them, there were no active cases as far as transmitting
That's pretty good,
COVID.
though.
Yeah. Then
Yeah.
there was another case where it wasn't COVID, but that woman had something else. So it was like one of those, a little bad seed somewhere. But
Yeah, okay.
we're still
An
good.
exception to the rule.
Exactly. And that was actually, I read it in the JAMA article, and that was put out or published August 2020. So that is recent. That is recent.
Okay,
So, but
okay.
yeah.
For the recent current facts.
Yeah, so shout out to that. And shout out to all the new moms and the women who may have been concerned about that. New mommies, moms out
Yes.
there, women who are breastfeeding. So
For
you're
moms to be.
good. Of course, still stay safe, still do all your COVID quarantine new rituals that we all have. But so far, the breast
Thanks.
milk is
Don't stop what you're currently doing.
exactly.
However,
Exactly. Oh, man.
but shifting the focus just a little bit to kind of hit on what we're going to talk on today, because I've been seeing a lot of talk about wet ass pussies.
Oh.
However, I've been hearing some stories about some pussies that ain't so wet.
Ooh. Well, you know
So,
what? What's a good way to keep it that though?
and that's what we're about to tell you today.
Got it.
So, this little godly sprinkle of feminine favor today, we're gonna tell you, drink plenty of water. Water is your best friend. Like, even when you don't want to, drink water. Because the better hydrated you are, the better it functions down there.
I mean, people have to think about it. Like, you are what you eat. You anything that you put into your body, that's what you put out. Do you really think if you eating oodles and noodles, Kool-Aid, Hennessy, which is alcohol, that dries you up, people? Do you
Yes.
really think that out there smoking again dries you up? Whatever
Yes.
your activities are, those juices that you drink, that sugar, all of that's not good for you, women. Like, that's not good
Nope.
for your pH. It's not good for your yaya. And if you want
At all.
that,
At all.
the WAP.
And that you also got to eat your fruits and your vegetables. And I know this sounds like we like a middle school. We talking to a middle schooler and we are like the mom. And you know, on that little sitcom show, and it's like, eat your veggies, Timmy. But no, like for real, eat your vegetables, eat your fruit. All of that goes into how it tastes.
Hey, chicken.
Because you have a natural taste.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, I've done that experiment on myself because, okay, anytime I'm doing something different, I want to try it out on myself before I tell anyone else about it, right? So
Yep.
I went and I did like a fruit cleanse, and I would eat my fruit, ate nothing but fruits, and then I incorporated my vegetables and certain leaves, and I was drinking water. And I mean, I drink water all the time anyway. If I drink anything outside of water,
Thanks.
something else is going on in my life. Like, it just, I needed that one little, and then I'm done. Because after that,
Okay.
it's down. But I've done it on myself. So I did it for a week straight. Now, as you know, I have a partner. So, okay, he out and, he do his thing any other time. But Bo, I remember doing that and his just the body reaction. First of all, I felt myself and I was like, you feel that? Because I feel it. Do you feel it? And he was like, oh, yeah. But then when he tasted, girl, you would have thought he ain't never ain't no food money.
Okay.
Okay, cool beans. So
Right, thanks.
that's my life now. Like, that I don't, I barely eat meat. When I do, it's very, very rare. It's normally around that time anyway when I eat my red meat.
Right.
I did eat red meat. Now I don't eat that at all. no red meat, no pork. I don't really do shrimp
Yeah,
like
no.
that.
I'm pescatarian, so
Hey.
you know, all of that is not even in my diet at all.
At
But
all.
what made me first realize that it was literally what you eat? An ex-girlfriend of mine actually compared, she was bold enough to compare me to her ex.
Oh.
And I asked her, I said, who tastes better? And she said her ex. And I said, you really are gonna say your ex? And she said, yeah. And she says, not to say that your taste nasty, but she says she has a natural sweetness to her. And because they were still friends, like I knew that they were just platonic friends, I asked her, I said, what do you do? And I said, because she legit said you taste better. And I said, at first I got offended, of course,
Of course.
because that's my natural instinct. I'm an emotional creature. But I really like legitimately was like, okay, so then what do that I don't do? And she was like, oh, I stay eating fruit. And I was like, y'all eat fruit all the time. But she was like, no, like I eat fruit legitimately day in, day out. She's like, it's always, you know, she said, I'm always sucking on pineapples or I got a strawberry or something. She said, that's all I do. And I was like, okay. So I said, I need to increase my fruit intake because while I'm eating an apple here, an orange there, you know, them little cuties here, I'm all eating them every day. So now that I've changed my diet and changed my appetite towards food and I increased and put more veggies and more fruit in there, oh honey, I've not gotten a bad review since,
Come on
okay?
now. And that's real. That's so real.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's just it you gotta know yourself, bro.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta
You
try
do.
things. Like, you may think that what you got, you know, is straight, and it may be. Hey, if you find with it, baby girl, be happy. But
Okay.
with yourself, learn yourself, try some different shit. You don't have to eat fried chicken every day, boo boo. Matter of
You
fact,
dang sure don't.
a biggest thing for me when it changed, because I don't really know what you would call my diet. I don't know if I'm vegetarian. I don't know if I'm
It's a you diet.
I'm definitely there because I eat seafood like a mug, but I don't eat it a lot because, again, you are what you eat. So I don't eat it
Right.
often, but sometimes you need that meat. I don't like chicken anymore because I had chicken so many different ways, bro. Like, I'm over it. Like sometimes I'm like, dang, I want fried chicken. Nah, I'm good. I had it for something different. Give me some jackfruit. Let me see what that tastes like.
Okay, okay.
So we definitely
Like,
tried
let's explore.
it. Exactly. But because I went out and tried some shit, the pussy that I love so much, the pussy that I was so proud of, it was better. Again, it's almost like my vagina steam. Like, I didn't even know I needed it. And well, I didn't even know
Until you did it.
of it. Exactly. It was just like, oh, okay. All right, well, shit, she was good, but now she better. What's up? Like,
Exactly.
upgrade your fucking life. It don't matter what you
Exactly.
are, upgrade your shit. Like, stop
Yes.
staying stuck. Like, you don't, just because you are in the situation that you're in right now, baby girl, you ain't gotta stay there. Ooh, switch it
Exactly. You have to grow with you. Like your body changes as you grow and developing. You got to get there too mentally.
Come on
So
now.
we trying to get your yaya there.
Yeah.
Because it need to be there. So you got to Kegel. Let's put that out there because the more you use your pelvic muscles, the better they are.
Oh, a tip for
So,
that. If you're feeling bold, if you really want to try some shit, so I used to go to the gym a lot. Of course, pandemic shut all that down. But when I used to go to the gym, right before I would go, I would insert my Benoit balls. And this is before I got a Yoni egg. So now I have a Yoni egg. But before then, I had my Benoit balls. Popping the little bitches in, right? I would go to the gym. You talking about, first of all, I'm at such a different peace. Nobody could fuck with me in the gym. I got my headphones on. I'm using my Kegel muscles. So I'm on the treadmill, but I'm still working my pelvic muscles. During my squats, I'm holding it. Now I'm doing, like, instead of pulsing, I'm holding it more. Man, don't you know I can? I'm trying to tell you. It'll fuck your world up.
It sure will. I'm
It's
trying to tell
awesome.
you.
I'm telling you, try some shit. When, I mean,
The more you use them, the better they are, the stronger they get. It's
Oh.
beneficial for you.
There's actually an app out there. So some women may not
Sure.
think of how to do Kegels and whatever. Go into your Google Play or to your Apple, whatever the fuck it is.
App
Like,
Store.
there you go. Go into that thing. Android user here. Whatever.
Wait, don't do Apple now. You know I'm appled
Anywho, go into your
out.
place where you find apps and type in Kegel exercises. Fill out which app better resonates with you. I guess I have one that has a reminder. We do a couple of rounds or whatever, and then I do it throughout the day. But yeah.
I know that's right. I'll be doing it mostly when I'm at work. Like, I do it as a stress relief.
I do.
So, like, when I'm really stressed at work and I need a minute, I kind of just close my eyes and I
Yeah.
giggle.
I do the same thing. That's crazy. I really do
That's
what
my
I
calm
do.
down.
I just be sitting there, breathe in, breathe out the whole time. I'm flexing my pelvic muscles, and releasing it.
And every woman knows how to do it. It's simply tightening your walls and releasing them over and over, repeatedly, very slowly.
That okay, so and then for the women who are still like, well, fuck, I still don't know what she's talking about. It's okay, it's all right.
Try to, no, the perfect way it was explained to me, try to hold your pee. That's the exact same thing you do when you kegel. It's like you have to go to the bathroom and you need to hold it. So if you don't know that you know how to kegel, now you do.
That's it. That's all you're doing. It's not hard. And the funny thing is, it's so simple that you'll be like, man, this is stupid. This ain't gonna do it for 5 days straight. Just
Yep.
going to have a routine and then have either, even if you don't have a partner to try it out on, use your finger.
Masturbate.
Okay. Jinx. But yeah, baby, you can
1, 2, 3, not it.
take it. But yeah, masturbate. Play with yourself. And you know what? If you don't masturbate, if you like, ugh, I don't really do that, or that's not really my thing, that's because you haven't found what works for you. Everyone
Yep.
needs to masturbate. I mean, because men do it, and we ain't talking about them. It's just about us today. We focusing. Everyone
Okay.
needs to masturbate. Even if
Yes.
one of those people who like, well, I just can't go in and pleasure myself with a toy, don't use the toy. Go in there and rub on your nipple.
Yeah.
Play with your
You
thigh.
got to
Rub
be, yes, because like
on
you got, yes, you gotta
you.
love on you before you ever expect anybody else to. Like, you gotta appreciate you. You gotta know you in and out. Like, I touch all that because I cleanse myself with my hands. I don't use a rag because I don't want dyes down there or anything like that. But like, you gotta be not afraid to touch you. If
Yeah.
you are, you're not gonna know exactly what you want.
It's
And
some
you don't want anybody to dictate that for you.
It's some grown women who haven't even looked at their vaginas. You're trying to tell me the men that you slept with and the doctors who you delivered your children and even your gynecologist has seen your vagina, but you haven't? That is a
Exactly.
problem. Know yourself. I masturbate in front of the mirror because I'm looking seated. I love me. I love the fuck out of me. So
Okay.
when I'm if I catch it, if I'm masturbating, because I have this really big mirror in my room. If I'm on my bed masturbating, because I do it everywhere. But if I'm on my bed masturbating and I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror and I see that pretty little pussy, what? I go, it ain't even that weird.
Listen.
I love me, do it. Love yourself, appreciate yourself. It's not weird, it's not crazy, it's none of that. It can
No.
make
Like, I will stop
you
in a minute and just look down, like, because I can see me. So I just look down there. Like, sometimes if I'm touching and I don't feel something that's right, no, okay, what's going on? And I'm squatting and looking
Yeah.
right then and there.
Hey, but you know what? Even to the women who got big bellies, because look, my belly is shrinking, but I still have one. Even that big motherfucker, I put that shit to the side, put my leg out. Okay,
Bruh,
there she go.
listen,
You
once upon a time,
can
I had extra weight too. You can tuck that tummy and look,
Yeah.
for real, for
I was about to
real.
say, this is not no skinny girl activity. Nope.
Ain't no shame game here. Love your body, because if you don't love your body, nobody else will. I don't want nobody to dictate how I'm supposed to like me for me.
Oh.
I don't want you to dictate that. That's my job.
Some women don't even know how to orgasm by themselves. Like, find out what works for you. Like, play with your, matter of fact, a little bit of a homework ex exercise, if you will.
Facts.
Next
We'll
time you
put
get
this on
ready
the page.
to, for real, next time you get ready to masturbate, right? Really, really take time with yourself. If you want to look at a porno, cool. If you want to remember some shit, cool. But whatever it is, light a candle, play with your nipples. Tease yourself a little bit. Run your nails over your thighs. Play on your inner thighs.
Yes.
Really turn yourself the fuck on until you're like, fuck, I'm about to explode. Touch your
Ooh,
pussy.
a little tidbit. When you're about to climax, squeeze your nipples too.
Oh,
It
girl.
increases the climax.
Oh. Hey,
Squeeze
my name
your nipples.
was on myself. Like, that's my spot.
My nipples are one of my spots, so like
Yeah. If you
it's
touch
a done deal.
don't even play. Like, you know how some people like you playing around and no, don't do that. Because if you touch my nipples, you about to suck on this pussy. So
Okay.
it's wild.
Full
Come
savage is coming your way in less than five.
on now. But yeah, I'm telling you, ladies, masturbate. If you decide to masturbate and tell us your story and tell us how you feel, let us know. Share some masturbation
Yes.
with us and we'll talk about it next pod. But we
Yes.
want to know, like, I
Email us
want
your
to know,
stories
yeah, if you've never
at boobshenary
masturbated.
at gmail.com.
Oh, wait, one more time, let them know.
Boobshenary at gmail.com. That is BOOBTIONARY at gmail.com. Email us your stories.
Yeah, and you can be completely anonymous. We're not, I mean, you will be. We're not feeling the rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can just talk about it. But seriously, even if you have a question about masturbation, like, again, some people don't like to use sex toys. There's a toy out there for you. We'll get on that later. I mean, later time. But right now, use your finger. Use your finger.
Okay.
Like, rub on your clit. See if you can make it so
Yes.
quick. I mean, just come with clitoral stimulation only. You don't have to penetrate
Bruh,
yourself.
it's a bitch. I'm trying to tell
But
you,
pussy.
clitoral stimulation, when you do it right, it's a bitch because you come quick as shit.
Oh yeah, I mean, and then my thing, I should be firing off. He'd be like,
Okay, it's like little missiles.
I whoa, leg be kind of locked a little bit, shaking. I'm like, okay, all right, let me get up. I gotta go Oh, bro, this is gonna be exciting.
Yeah, so we gotta hear y'all stories too. So definitely hit us up or shoot, leave a voice message if you want. If
Yeah.
you're on Anchor, or if you happen to be listening through Anchor, definitely leave us a voice note. You don't have to leave your name, just tell us your experience. We want to hear
Yeah, we all women here. We share everything. I didn't have a bad
it.
experience masturbating. I was like, what the fuck? I
Wait,
used a
what?
toy. Let me tell you, it was younger years. So, we still exploring, trying to figure shit out. Now, I've always
Yeah.
had my finger, and like I said before, once I saw a bean, it was a wrap. I was like, this button is awesome. But then then I traveled on and I found sex toys because, porno, shit like that, girls playing.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is what you're supposed to do. I did it. It was so wrong. I didn't prep myself, nothing. And then I was penetrating. It was just bad. I was like, yo, this is lame.
Ooh,
I'm never playing with
this ain't
this. This
it.
is dumb. Why are we doing this? Nope. Then later on, I tried it again, but I did it my way. And that's what I did. I took time. I figured out what I liked. I let the vibrator kind of roll over my clit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Then I started to penetrate myself slowly, like just with the tip of just play with the right there, the entry of your pussy. Just play with it a little bit.
Yeah, because you gotta ease into it. It's not like a rushing thing. Like it's not a hot and ready to go. No. You gotta ease into it. Warm it up a little bit.
Yeah. Now that I'm an expert masturbator, yeah, sometimes I'll be having quickies with myself. Like, all right, shit, I got 5 minutes before I got log in. Look at this little bit.
Facts. But you gotta get to that point. You can't start off thinking that you
Nah,
know everything. No. The
nah.
same way you learn a subject in school, you have to learn your body.
That is.
So it's a learning process.
Yeah. Awesome. I can't wait. Y'all send it in. We're here for it. We want all
Right,
the shits. I mean, all the shits. Anything you can think of, even bad stuff, let us know.
it's like, oh.
If you've been through it, you are not alone. That's one thing that us women
That is the
always
main thing we want you to know as
realize.
women. We are never experiencing any of this alone.
Nah, because even if your quote unquote case is rare, you're still not alone, baby girl. I guarantee.
Nope. You ain't the first to go through it. It won't be the last.
Nah, I might as well help each other out. I don't know why y'all tripping.
Now, we do want to hear your story because it's unique to you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different from every other story told. However, you're not the only one going through it. But, speaking of emails, we actually got another question from a listener on relations and situations.
Okay.
All right, so we jumping into this thing. All right. So here is the question. I'm going to read it how it was written, okay? All right. So it says, do y'all give women the benefit of the doubt if they message your man if it's public y'all together, or do you let it ride? And now I'm going to read the situation that goes with it.
Okay.
So, all right. This girl knows. She says she knows me well enough, and she's been begging my fiance to meet her for weeks. Yes, I checked him on it, but like I want to check her too. I could see if I was a stranger, but sis had me praying for her during the pandemic. She's a nurse. I feel betrayed. Every time she asks, he blew her, but he should have never been entertaining her. So.
A few things to unpack there. There's always things to unpack. Not everything, nothing is always black and white. Let's just throw it out there right then and there. To answer the question, for me, I will always give someone a blank canvas, and you're gonna paint your own picture so I can see you. That's period. So I'm
That's
not
good.
gonna automatically assume that because just knowing myself, I have plenty of homeboys that are just that, homeboys. Like they will talk to me about their girlfriends, wives, baby mamas. They'll talk about sex. They'll talk about whatever relationships. And when we talk about sex, it's not, oh damn, Key, I'm trying to see what a pussy like. Nah, it's like, so
Facts.
I was eating my girl pussy and she did such and such so and so. What about, like, we have those kind of conversations because sometimes you're gonna need that different sex's opinion. You're gonna need that different person's opinion. So your friendships are not determined on your sex. You can have platonic friendships. You really can. That's a legit, very true thing. Now, so that's the first part. So do I give the woman or do I give that person the benefit of a doubt and like see what they're gonna do? Hell yeah, do you, boo? Because I hated it when a friend of mine would have a girlfriend and she automatically assumed just because he and I were close that I was trying to fuck or that we fucked in the past. Never
But
close.
they're fiancés, and she said it's public that they're fiancés.
Even then, I have homeboys who are married. I'm not trying to fuck them. I have friends who are
No, but if you're
married.
trying to, like, so I would feel a way if it's somebody I know and I'm engaged, you know who I'm engaged to, but yet you're coming at him trying to meet up with him. I would feel
Okay.
a way.
So now that's completely different. That's what I'm saying. So like the first part of it is, do you give women the benefit of a doubt? Yes, I would definitely give them that. You can be platonic. I don't care where we are in the stage of my relationship. That's fine. Now the situation at hand, oh nah, baby girl, that ain't cool. Because
Okay, then yeah, okay, yes. Now I'm on the same page. We agree there.
that's what I'm saying. So with me having my homeboys and my friends and this and the third, I know that there are certain boundaries and there are certain lines that I can't cross. So how me and my friend, I may have been able to call him at 10 o'clock, like, hey nigga, what you doing? Come through, roll up. We chilling. That's cool. But once he gets in that relationship, once he's
That's
engaged,
all.
once he's married, oh nah, bro, I'm gonna see you between 9 to 5. And where your girl at? Hey, matter of fact, when I
What?
call
Oh,
you,
yes.
hey, what's up, homie? Where your chick? Oh, hey girl, hey boo, put me on speakerphone, let her know who it is. And because I talk like baby, boo, honey, sweetheart, you know, southern girl through and through, that's how I talk. But I talk to her like that as well. I'm gonna give her the same respect. I'm gonna give him the same respect. I'm gonna respect your relationship. I'm not gonna fuck over your
Oh,
relationship
no.
because I'm not
Not
that
at all,
big.
'cause that's not my intent.
Exactly. So in that situation with the girl hitting her man up for weeks, seems like just for a lunch. Baby girl, you could have came over and got some Udas and Noodles. What the fuck you trying to hit my man up for?
Okay. Listen,
Talking
now we
about
would have ordered
what?
takeout so you could have took it with you. 'Cause
Some.
listen here.
Because that's bullshit. So that situation, nah, you are completely, you're completely right and justified to feel how you feel. Now, how you act on it,
That's
you
a
check
different
the dude.
story.
Exactly. You check the dude. That was step one. That's perfect. Yeah, you're right. Probably shouldn't have been entertaining it. However, let me put a pin right there. What I've learned, especially hanging with my homeboys, what we as women or what we as some partners, because it's not even just a sex thing, but when it comes to certain partners, we see things completely different because we're on the outside looking in and we're also, everybody thinks differently. So
It
what my
sure
man
does.
looks at And he's like, oh, this girl's stupid. Bitch, I ain't want anybody to come see you. He not thinking nothing of it. It's nothing. He not entertaining it. He like, nah, I'm good. What the fuck is you? No, why am I meeting you?
Exactly.
He didn't think about it no more. He about to go on about his day. He about to get on the game. He about to make some investments. He's doing whatever the fuck he does throughout his day, but he's not thinking about that girl. You
Nope.
see that message, or you see it, and you like, oh, this nigga is trying to play with me. Nope, that's not it, baby girl. That's not
Exactly. You don't even understand the dynamics of that friendship. But
it.
that's also, like I said, you like she was right on checking him because
Yeah.
he did come to her with it. And like she said, if she felt he was entertaining it in certain ways, that's for them to discuss. So she was right in that respect to check him
Period.
first. However, in her direct situation, I too would have checked old girl because you got one too many times to be approaching somebody that you know I'm engaged to, and you know they engaged to me, and you know he working on us. So I was gonna set you straight a time or two because this is a it's a recurring thing. You know what I mean? It's not like you hit him up one time and he said nah, and then that's boom, that's it. You kept coming.
Nah,
So
ain't no
now it's
two
time for me to get in the middle.
though. Period. I'm telling you, it's not gonna be a second time. Like, and I'm not just saying that because sometimes we get really boisterous and try to feel like, oh yeah, I wouldn't do X, Y, and Z in this situation. No, fuck that. I've been in that situation and I checked it real quick. Hey, let me tell you something. Look here, little bitch. If you're gonna be in open
Okay.
stuff, and I don't even like to come at people like that, but for real. If you're going to be in our lives and you're going to be his friend, you will respect us if you don't need to be it. I don't give a fuck what your past was. I don't give a fuck if
Exactly.
he gave you. I don't give a fuck. I truly don't give a fuck. Like, again, because I've been on both sides of that coin, I've been the homegirl who's legit just a homegirl, but I also know my place. I'm not approaching some nigga saying, hey, let's go to lunch five
Exactly.
times. And if I do invite him to lunch, because there were times me and my homie or whatever, we that's that was our thing. I would introduce him to different restaurants and we would try different things just together. That was our shit. When he got a girl, hey, you still want to go to a sushi spot? Oh, you don't? Okay, cool. I asked him in front of his shorty though. Yo, me and everybody go. And then sometimes I would invite her, sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes I need to talk about some shit with my friend. And sometimes I know this nigga need to vent about you. Nah, you can't come. But then there's other times, yeah, come on through. That's a different approach. I've also been the girlfriend who has somebody in their lives, and I was like, she a little too close, she a little too friendly. Like, why her mouth water?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you walking out with gray sweatpants and her mouth water? She know what that dick be like? Like,
Okay.
it's different. So in that situation, yeah, she should already text Shorty and let her know what's up. And if the Shorty can't
Yeah.
respect it, and if he's in a relationship with his woman, and he's after you've addressed it. Now, again, like I said, he may have been oblivious to it at first because sometimes
Yeah.
people are. After it's
Yeah.
addressed, though, and it's still the situation reoccurring, that's when it's a problem because your feelings are
Yep.
still valid. You still have to be heard in this situation. Okay, y'all may have a history of friendship, but I'm supposed to be your future. I don't give a fuck
Exactly.
about what this bitch talking about. I don't give a fuck that she wanted to go to lunch. What did she need to go to? What lunch did she need? What the fuck is she trying to eat on, Shawty? Like, no. So after it's been addressed,
Exactly.
if it keeps reoccurring, tell her she need to go on by the life. And if she can't respect that, man, just beat her ass. I'm just playing though.
Fight, 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 fight.
World star.
No, please do not do that. Look, we do not condone
JK,
violence on this show.
JK. Oh, God. But now,
But
but
no, for real, like just
yeah.
confront old girl. I'm sorry. That's my vote on everything right now. Confront old girl, cause she out of pocket. She out of line.
Yeah,
You already checked
confront her.
homie. You already checked your homie. So you know where his heart lies, cause he told you about it. He's at least honest enough that to that point. But
And I say do it very, very, don't make it like Love and Hip Hop. Like, don't meet up at no spot and then try to throw a drink on her. That's stupid. You and your man, finally meet her for lunch. Let's go to lunch. What's up? Then when you talk to her, hey, the way you've been approaching this whole situation, either you need to make it clear to me what your intentions were, or you really need to step to fall. You need to fall back until I feel comfortable with you again, or you just need to exit because you're
Exactly.
doing
Yeah,
that.
I at this point I would just tell Shorty to exit the situation. I ain't got time.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. I don't know the history between this man and this woman, but I would just be like, hey, you can't be her friend no more. or at least talk
Okay.
about it. Because, but the reason I say don't just cut a whole, like, round chest around my back. The reason I said don't just cut her off like that is because it's like sometimes when you challenge people, and again, I don't know the individuals personally, but sometimes when you challenge somebody and say, hey, don't talk to that person no more, it's like, whoa, bitch, I'm a grown ass man. Let me talk to you like that. Like, sometimes.
Facts.
But if he respects your relationship and he's trying to be your husband and that is your
Facts.
relationship, he should definitely take your feelings into consideration. Period. Like,
And
if
that's where I
I'm,
was about to go with that one.
yeah, like if she's making this uncomfortable, if she, an outside force, is fucking up our relationship, she needs to be removed because nothing should mess up what we have. Period. I
Exactly.
don't give a fuck who it is. It could be a homeboy talking
Exactly.
too much, talking about. Oh, no, nigga, get the
Fact,
fuck
exit
on somewhere.
stage left and stay there.
Come on now. Where the Sandman at?
Okay.
For real.
Oh, I do miss that.
I
But
do.
woo-hoo-hoo. We gonna jump into the let's talk topic of the day. The let's talk topic of the day. Cause we got somewhere as pussies.
Hey.
Hey, hey. Something's wrong with us here, I swear.
Don't know how to act since my button got bigger. It's
Okay, like listen, I'm gonna figure out the secret formula, okay, to the
a
Krabby
wrap.
Patty mix.
That's
Because, yeah.
it. You stupid.
Listen, I'm thankful for the song.
Yeah.
I'm
Oh, yeah.
glad that it sparked the controversy that it sparked because
Yes.
it needed to resurface. Like,
Yeah.
don't act like we just were down here strictly for the pleasure of men and we can't enjoy it.
Fuck all you niggas. Like, my
Okay.
thing is, and hell, even some studs too. Fuck you and your plastic dick.
Yes.
My thing is, so at first I didn't, okay, y'all know I'm a hermit crab sometimes. I'm being my little rock, whatever. I don't really be in out in the street. I don't be doing shit. So I heard about it and I kept seeing clips on it. And people were just, I heard so many different things about it. I heard women singing its praises. I heard men saying that's what's up. And then I also heard men and women dogging it. Like, why would you sing
Yeah.
this? Why the fuck is this out here? That's what's wrong with women. That's what's wrong with black women. They always showing this sexuality. Like, just negative. And I was like, what the fuck? Then I saw Cardi B's response saying, yeah, I support women who are actually out here speaking on some real shit. Y'all enjoy this shit,
Right.
the entertainment part,
Exactly.
what y'all ask for. And when someone
Exactly.
gives it to y'all mad. I said, oh, wait a minute now, Cardi. So
But
that's,
she's speaking the truth.
oh yeah, it's facts. It's 100% facts. There was nothing wrong in that shit. There's nothing in her argument that was not 100% correct. So I was like, all right, let me watch this shit for myself. So I watched
Exactly.
it, right? Bo, first of all, I have, me being me, I see all kind of different perspectives. So to me, it sounds like all, regular shit is on the radio. This sounds like regular shit is on the fucking radio. Sex been selling for eons.
It
What the fuck
does.
are you talking about? Like, we've been talking about pussies and fucking and sucking dick and everything. Are you fucking kidding me? What about,
No
I got
different.
whole different area codes. What about girls, girls,
No different.
girls? What
What
about
about
sleep on my
tip
knob?
drill?
The tip
The
drill. Oh,
song, let alone the video.
like, it's all kind of shit. So how dare these motherfuckers come in with this bullshit? It's the same shit. Now.
Listen, listen, listen. Like, the whole argument is invalid because we are like pleasure is a birthright to everybody. Like, we all need it. We all seek it.
But you
Just
know
because I'm a woman with extra assets don't mean I'm just put down here for you to look at and fantasize after and just what you think I'm supposed to later?
Hey, but you know what's so funny about that though? The female body, especially like our vaginas, they were
Yes.
designed
Our
to have
vulvas.
multiple, or yep, they were, oh my bad, yeah. But they were designed to have multiple orgasms. They were designed to have
Yes.
plenty of pleasure. Everything is linked. Our nipples, our clitoris. Are you kidding
Yes.
me? Like this, we like, what the fuck? Why do you think that we were given all of these gifts for you? No, sir. No, sir.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. And like, I'd be watching Sexologist Shamira on Instagram because she's like my like I'm channeling her, like she's my spirit animal in human form.
I love
But
it.
like she was talking about the movement behind the song as well, and she brought up a very interesting point. And I got to share the statistic with you.
Please do.
So while 99% of men come and get satisfaction out of sex, only 70% of women do. And then majority of that 70% are pleased or pleasured by other women.
Because we
Like,
know what we
y'all,
know. But that's scary. That's a scary fact.
we gotta get it together. Y'all really don't know your
Masturbate.
bodies.
God
Right,
damn.
like,
Play with them pussies. That's what they're here for.
yes.
I don't play with them. But yeah.
Like, you got the key ingredients to making it wet. Now do what you need to do with it.
Yes, Lord. Shit. And you know what? Matter of fact, dress up in some sexy ass lingerie and all kind of other shit and just dance in the mirror. Play with yourself. I'm telling you,
Yes.
motherfucker, turn yourself on. Turn yourself on. And also, when I was looking at the video, it was still creative. It was so creative. It was so different. Honestly, I'm a big, big, big Missy Elliott fan, right? Like, huge
Yes.
Missy fan. It
Yes.
gave me Missy vibes. And
It
it was
definitely did.
like just the production of the video, the different cuts of it, the colors, the all just the
The
camera
animation
angles.
to it.
Yes, all of
It
that
gave you
was
Missy
so
vibes. That was my first
Missy.
initial reaction when I saw
I
it too.
said,
From
what?
the
Yeah,
different color
okay.
schemes to
Yep.
like them actually interacting with the background colors,
Exactly.
and it gave you Missy vibes all over that. Yes, I agree to that 100%.
Yeah.
That's my first thought when I saw the video. It wasn't nothing negative. It wasn't,
Mm-mm.
oh, they don't need to be talking about this, because it's nothing different than what men are saying today. Like,
No.
the men put explicit lyrics on the radio and just they say it a different way.
Yeah.
And it's okay. But then when it comes from a woman who actually wants to say, hey, oh, I enjoy this too, but I'm talking about me, it's
Yeah.
a problem.
I love it. And I love the fact that we are now in this nice developing age of let me catch my nut and I'm gonna holler at you later. I
Yes.
fucking love it. I love it. And
Yes.
at first, because I've had this mentality before and it was described as, oh, you got like a nigga, or you think like a nigga.
Facts. Oh, bruh.
I think
The
like
nigga
me.
mentality is real.
It is, but I hate when they say that because why do I have to be feathered? Like, why you gotta throw me in this boy or this masculine type category because I have pleasure and I don't have to have an emotional connection with you. Or even if it is emotional, the emotions that I have for you, they're I understand our relationship. I
Yep.
understand what's up. I don't have to hit you up. Yeah, you gave me some dick. Why are you calling me right now? No, I don't want no pizza, nigga.
Yes. But
Like,
that's also because, like, it was never really talked about. You know, we didn't know, as women, we were never expected to be with multiple people or to explore our sexuality, even with one person. We were never taught to say, hey, you're gonna get tired of doing the same thing repeatedly. You're gonna have to branch out of that. You know, you're gonna have to add a little spice. Nobody talks about that as women. So how do we know to do it? You know, besides now, songs like this being put out there to kind of say, hey, oh, there is more to this than just laying there. You're supposed to be getting some out of this too, not just other people.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's the thing is, even though it's boom and it's in your face in 2020, you got to think about some of the older stuff too. Because, like, think about Idina Howard, My Nasty Grind. Bro,
Yes.
she was on a whole different thing. Like, what's up? I'm gonna put this pussy in your life and I'm gonna fuck your world up. You say you're a freak,
Oh,
you
she
need to be a
didn't
freak
care.
like me. You're a
But
freak.
even older than that, music back in when music first started taking off, like back in the jazz age and the blues age, they were singing about it then, and it was very raw.
Oh yeah, it was like yeah, girl. I ran across this old thing, and I cannot remember for the life of me his name. But he was talking about his dick getting hard by watching his wife cheat on him, and he was looking out the window. He was
Yes.
peeping through the window. That's the name of the song. I cannot remember the artist's name, but it's called "Peeping Through the Window." It's an old song. And He was watching his wife cheat on him with, I think, either his friend or somebody, but he was watching through the window and he was like, my thing hard. And then the police officer came up and saw him peeping through the window. His dick got hard. This
Oh
was
my
an actual
God.
song. And I'm like,
But that's my point.
motherfuckers be talking about us. Y'all out here watching motherfuckers cheat on you, get your dick hard. So you like to be a cockle. That's what that is. You a cockle.
But
That is.
yes, and it was so descriptive in the song that you literally can play back an active description of what's happening in your mind. So why is it now an issue that a black woman is doing that about her own sexuality?
Exactly.
Because y'all weren't expecting us to do it. That's why it's an issue.
The
You
thing,
wanted us to stay in the dark about it.
I was just about to say that they don't want you to say it out loud because the black woman has always been this overly sexualized being, period. But it was just for somebody else's pleasure. It was like, even we ain't got to talk about that shit. Everybody know about slave days and how they did us. Fuck them. We passed that. Well, trying to. So, but it's still real and it's still relevant to this day. It's like black women were overly sexualized for our asses, our lips, our breasts, our hips, all of
Everything that
that.
made us black women.
Pretty, that's it. But it was only used for someone else's pleasure, whether it was some nasty ass little master or the men there, or just whoever, who any man could do whatever they wanted to any woman. But a black woman, you can, it's whatever. It don't even matter, do it. But the
We
woman
were at the
takes that
bottom.
way back, yeah. The moment she takes that back, the moment she steps from up under that caste system and says, oh, I am an awesome goddess and this is my body. And matter of fact, you gonna help me come? And I'm gonna come by fucking on you and I'm gonna go on about my business. That hurt niggas' feelings. It's like, oh, what you mean? It's like you take that power away. Fuck you. I'm gonna do the fuck I wanna do. This is my pussy. Get the fuck out of my face.
Exactly, because I now know my orgasm is my responsibility to get. I'm not supposed to rely on you to get that for me.
Yeah, but the
No,
female,
that's for me to get.
that's it. The female's orgasm in is magical. Like that black girl, that's not, I mean, it's throughout anything that is done, but definitely with our orgasms, sex magic. That's a real thing.
Because our clits are way bigger than what we
Yeah.
see. We only see the very tip of it. Like it's a very, very big structure in there. Like
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna put up a picture on the page when this comes out. We're gonna have a little section just for y'all about everything we're referencing so y'all can go back and y'all can flip through
Yeah.
and y'all can see it.
Matter of
Because
fact,
this
why
is stuff y'all need to
you
know.
Yeah, I do. That come here motion, you still stroking that clit.
Yes.
It's back there.
Yes.
It is. But yeah, I loved it.
This.
Wet ass pussy is controversial. I'm glad that it got brought up. Shout out to
Yes.
Cardi, shout out to Meg, all of them. I love it. I love the creativity of the video. I love that it was two strong women of color doing their shit, talking about the
And
body,
a
talking
love
about
in their
women.
bodies.
And that was it. They was just loving it. They was having fun. They was in there having a fucking ball in front of the camera. Fuck you niggas. Like,
It was. And we got a shout out to the
funky.
little people in the video. I saw Normandy. I saw
Yeah.
Susie. We got a shout out to the little people because I do love them equally in their own right as well. And I just love the empowerment behind it because it wasn't a self-centered song at all, but at the same time, it was like, no, I'm that bitch.
Yeah. I feel like, and some people may be like, what the fuck is he talking about? But I like videos like Beyonce shit. Oh shit. What is the shit? God damn it, Formation. Woo, Jesus. I'm looking at the video in my head, but I can't think of the name. So I love videos like Formation and then like her Project King. You need that shit. You are fresh, you are beautiful, you are more than sex. You are more than what the fuck they say that you are. You are a strong ass being and you are a fucking goddess. No matter how many fucking hits were given to black women and black people, period, and people of color, period. No matter how many fucking things they've been through, we always rise the fuck up, period. Get out of Beyonce. Now you got on the flip side of that, yeah, we strong. Yeah, we get our shit done. Yeah, we goddesses. But we also like to fuck on some shit and it's all right. So yeah, shout out
And it's
to Cardi B for letting you know.
perfectly
Cool.
okay.
It's
You
okay
can be
to be
the
diverse.
business-minded,
Yep.
tunnel vision-focused woman, and all you want to be in all your rights. But it is okay to still say, at the end of the day, I have a pleasure that I need to get out.
Yeah.
It
Because
is
matter
okay to
of
say.
fact, most business women, well, that I've encountered, most women who are very, very driven, like in their professional lives, they are very much open-minded in the bedroom. And I think that's because they take that initiative to try shit out. Like you
And they
have that
know their bodies.
period. They know themselves. Even if they don't know their bodies to like completion, they know themselves. They know that this shit, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with that emotion. Get that emotional stress out of your life, lady. Your sex life, your vagina, and your level of peace will change. I promise you.
Sure
Stop
will.
out with these niggas. Go and get your wet ass pussy. Eat your fruits, drink your water, masturbate. Don't have no negative energy around you, but I'm telling you, your whole life
And
will change.
don't be afraid to get good dick.
Oh,
Like, if
nah.
it ain't it, just say it's not it and walk away, sis.
Oh my God, sis. You know how? Oh, so, okay. All right, y'all. So I'm gonna share. I don't know why I'm so open. I feel like I'm too open with y'all, but it's all right. We
Listen, ain't no such thing as too open.
here. Shit, it was that one time. But but
Hate
okay, so
you.
I've had a sexual experience with someone before, right? And I knew the person. He was a cool person, whatever. He was a nice guy. All right, whatever. He began to give me cunnilingus. And if you don't know what that is he would just eat my pussy. And so I'm in tune with myself sexually. If nothing else, God damn it, I know what I like and what I don't like. Because again, I've been
Okay.
for many years. I know what.
Many.
So he went downtown doing his thing. And I mean, if I videotaped it, you would have thought this motherfucker was going in. If I were moaning, stop faking. That's another thing. I don't fake. I'm not a pretender at all. That shit is whack.
I used to be, and I'm
Yeah.
not gonna lie. I used to
Nope.
be because I used to think that it was an ego thing. I used to think that if I moaned and you were not good, it would make you good. And sometimes that does. Moaning does
That is true.
increase the mood.
That's his motivation.
However, it does not increase the skill.
Nope,
It does
not
not.
at all. Nope. So I did not fake. I was quiet. I didn't say nothing. I was like, "Can you stop?" And he was like, "Well, it's too good." I said, "No, actually, it's not. It's not good at all." And he just kind of looked like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's not good. But I mean, it's okay. You don't have to eat my pussy." Because at that point, I'm like, "All right, maybe you're just not a good pussy eater. That's fine. Some dudes don't eat pussy like that." All right, cool. I'm still here. I'm still horny. Let's do this. Pull your dick out. Let's get it. So we got it. Right. So I'm letting him in. We starting and shit. We about to have not even 2 minutes, bro. And he didn't come. I mean, he was about to, I think, but I stopped him because I was like, "Fuck that! I ain't get my
Oh,
no, I'm not
hell.
going to." I stopped him. I said, "Oh, can you stop?" And he was like, "What's wrong? You okay?" "I'm perfectly fine. Is it too big?" "Mm-mm, not at all, baby. Please move." Because it's none of that. It's not too big. You're not doing it too big. You're just not doing nothing for me. And I told him that. And I'm a jester.
Time to
I'm
go.
goofy. I'm silly. I'm all of that. So sometimes when I'm trying to be serious, people still think I'm joking around. No, ma'am. No. So
I meant that.
I told him that though. Juju, I told him. I was like, "Nah, it's not good. It's not." And I just. Can you just leave now? It's okay. Like we still cool. I just don't want you here anymore. I'm okay. And the way he looked at me, I know I crushed him. And I was younger, so I probably the sex better. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying I did the right thing. None of that shit.
Facts.
We were doing it. My point in saying that story is that I knew myself enough to know I'm not about to waste my time or my energy fucking with you, sir. Like we're not in a relationship. I'm trying to I don't have time to teach your ass. I wasn't in that mindset back then. I'm not about to teach you
Holy
shit.
Jesus,
I'm not
yes.
trying to do shit. I'm not faking for you. I'm not putting on for you. And I'm damn sure not about to get a satisfaction of saying, "Oh, she let me come. Like I didn't came in her suit, or he wasn't about to come in me, but I didn't came off her pussy or whatever. So I'm winning. I'm good." Nah, nigga, you tried it out. You was whack. It's almost like a probation or whatever. Like you tried it or you didn't make the cut. Please leave. I've never been a faker. I cannot do it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I lied. I faked one time and then I realized that nothing was done and that was it. I never faked again because
Yes, like you gotta get tired of faking it. Like eventually that gets old too. Like for real, you gotta start putting yourself first. And pleasure is part of putting yourself first too. Those endorphins that you release when you pleasure yourself or when you're getting pleasure, you need those in your life. They increase your mood and they increase your productivity. Like it's part of life cycle. You need that. We really need those. And it's very vital to your functionality in everyday life. And I know we don't think about it as that, but like sex is deeper than just an act. And when
Preach
people
on.
realize that, maybe then they'll start internalizing it, more towards a pleasure for self thing. Because I'm gonna get mine. No, best believe.
Because like you said, sex is not just the act of it at all. Like I know, and it's not gonna be contradicting at all. You just really gotta think about it and put each thing into its own category. So when I masturbate, that's me releasing some energy. That's me giving myself pleasure, relaxing. That's me just being in tune with myself. When I'm with my partner, oh, that's a whole different connection. That's two different souls twining together so we can go ahead and grow and be great. Like that's completely different. I'm feeling all of my partner's energy and I want them to feel all of mine. That's completely different. Now, if I was single and I'm just fucking around or whatever, and I just say, hey, you, come eat my pussy. Completely
Facts.
different. We may be sharing that moment, but I'm not intertwining my soul with you. Although you careful with your sexual ties and things like that, you got to be careful. Those energies and those demons, they are real. But
Very.
you can meet someone with the same energy that's on the same shit as you that's not gonna fuck up and not have you with so many soul ties. Learn your shit. There's a difference in it. So I'm not saying just go out here and be fucking around on everybody. If you're not equipped for it or if your soul or your vibe is not that, that's fine.
Don't
You
do it.
like that. But if you can, fuck that. Go do it. Go do
And start
it.
worrying about the next person. Just close your
Hey,
mouth about it. People don't
focus on
know what you
yourself.
don't tell them you did. How's
Now
somebody gonna know? Just close your mouth about what you're doing, and you ain't gotta worry about your business being in the streets.
And then
And
even if
but I mean, you even gotta vet who you with. Like, if you can't trust the person that you're trying to sleep with ain't gonna go off running their mouth, then you don't need to sleep with them. It ain't that much digging
it's not
around that's gonna
hard.
make me sleep with you. And
It's not.
I know, oh my God, he might go back and tell this and this and this person. Yes, I'm single and I'm liable to do what I want to do, but I may not want my business in the streets.
Nah, because any of my affairs have never, knock on wood, but I'm straight. Because I fuck with the people. Like my thing is I didn't dick hop. That's what I want people to understand. I didn't dick hop or nothing like that. Like, and then even if I did, that's my business. Like, fuck it. But I didn't. Like I didn't dick hop like that. But when I did decide to have some dick, I already knew this person was cool people. I know your mama left. At least I knew something about you. And we can try some shit. All right, fuck it, let's do it.
There was a level of comfort already maintained with who I was calling.
Exactly.
So, if I was to say, hey, yeah, I know this person gonna give it to me how I want, so I'm gonna call you right now. I don't want no emotional ties to you. I just want to act, and then you can go on about your day. And I was the type of person where if I was at your house, I'm gonna say, hey, can you go ahead and take me home? Because I don't want to even start an emotional connection with you because I know staying and lingering around and trying to cuddle, those are
Cuddling.
emotional ties. I don't want them to you. So take me home after we finish doing what we're doing.
Fuck off me, nigga. Yeah. And
Facts.
that's like
And if
that
you
also.
at my crib, it's time for you to go.
Oh, bro, I used to be so rude. Like, I had this one dude, and I mean, we still cool. We completely platonic now. But I think I was a little rude. I might have fucked him up just a little bit. Because we were cool. We were really cool. He was definitely that person that I would call to, like, if I needed some service done, yeah. That was definitely the motherfucker I called. Like, come on through. You know what I'm saying? But once I was done though, it'd be like, oh shit. So what you gotta do? Well, it's midnight.
Facts.
You gotta go to work. You gotta leave, ain't
That was my favorite line. So So, what are you about to
it. Because I remember,
do?
because I'll never forget his face, and this is when I had to have a conversation with him, make sure we were still on the same page, because before it started, we were on the same page. So we needed to still be on the same page. So it was
Yep.
just like I see his face, got done, we chilling, he wiping his mouth off and shit, whatever. And and I'm like, all right, cool. So what you about to do? And he was like,
Okay.
man, really? Like, I thought we was gonna at least kick it a little bit, it's kind of late. Oh yeah, it's late, so don't you wanna go home and go to sleep? I gotta work in the morning. And then he just looked at me
That
like,
hurts.
this bitch, right, bruh? I would never forget, because I felt bad. I mean, after I woke up and thought about it, because once he left, I just went to sleep. Nigga, I was tired. The fuck? I just came alive.
Oh, I'm gonna
But
go right to sleep when you leave. But the key word there was when you
on now.
leave.
Yeah, because shit, because now that you're gone, I'm about to take a shower, lay on this bed, but as naked, don't touch me. I'm feeling.
Fucking bag. I got to wash the little remnants of you off. Because now that I done got what I wanted, I'm satisfied.
Right. It's almost like, yeah, I'm good. What are you here for now? What's your name? No, I'm sorry.
Facts indeed.
But then I had a con at that's when I had a conversation with him, like, yo, we kicking it, right? You ain't my boyfriend. You know that, right?
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry to break it to you, but yeah,
Right.
I meant that.
And hence why they would always say, you got a nigga mentality. And I used to hate that shit. Like,
Yes.
I'm a full girl. Like,
But we
I
can't
was
help
born
it. However, we're gonna
for.
reclone that phrase and we're gonna say it is a female mentality because
Come on now.
we are now in the age where we can speak up for ourselves sexually, okay?
Yeah. So fuck you. I
So
ain't
I
no
got a female mentality,
Yeah.
okay?
That's it.
And we can wrap it up
All
right on right there.
right.